Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And filling in on this Saturday afternoon for Christian Garrick, it's Jeff Palermo along with former LSU quarterback Herb Tyler. WWL Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show as we broadcast next to the LSU Administration Building. 93 degrees here on campus. It'll be a hot one again tonight. Yeah. Inside Death Valley, what are you looking forward to seeing, Herb, in this one? Obviously, you could take the X's and O's, throw them out the window. It's all about LSU. What are you wanting to see here tonight from this fourth-ranked Tigers team?
So, first and foremost, I'm looking to see if we come out with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of passion to play the game.
Yeah, right.
I look to have a similar game that we had against Georgia Southern. No let-up off the gas pedal. I want to see our young guys who are going to be taking over for the guys that are injured, see how well they do, and see what kind of numbers they put up. I want to see these young guys run the ball a little bit again too. I know what Clyde can do. I want to see what these young guys can do too, because we're going to need some guys later on in this particular season so we can see what we are.
I think one of the best rules that the NCAA has put in is this new redshirt rule, where you can play guys in this game, Herb, and not sacrifice a year of eligibility.
How does the rule work for me? Tell me one more time. Explain.
So you could play up to four games and still be redshirted.
So for us, it was the first three games of the season.
Yeah.
Not
now,
total.
Now, but you can.
But
be,
now it's different. Now yeah, you can
he
play.
Can be, those four games
four
can
games
be in
total.
November.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, right, right. So for us, it was the first. If you played beyond the third game of the season, that your redshirt is done.
Right.
The NCAA has finally made some changes to some rules.
You like the transfer portal?
I love the transfer portal. We wouldn't have Joe Burrow if I didn't like
well,
it.
Well, that was more of a graduate transfer type thing, but yeah.
Yeah, the same thing, though. You still get it. It's derived from that.
The transfer portal has been derived. Well, the graduate transfer has been big, too. Well,
correct. So, I love that, man. I like the fact that they actually get to feed the players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, these guys deserve little small things and tokens like that in order to survive and just be who they are and get better as human beings. I think that those guys, if we can get three more games out of those guys, you never know how that's going to work out for them in the future, you know?
Right. I think it eases the coaches' minds, and I think it eases the players' minds to know that, I don't know, let's take trying to put up, John Emery and Tyrion Davis Price, those guys are probably going to – they might not stick around all 4 years. That's a running back's career. But some of these guys that might get some action here tonight, at least they get to play. I think when you get that dreaded, August camp comes around and the coach tells the player it's a redshirt year, you kind of wonder where the player goes mentally at that point. All right, well, I'm not playing. I'm just a practice player.
I can tell you where I was. I was in the dorm room watching other games.
Yeah. And that's not entirely fun, is it?
Well, it depends on the situation. Some cats come in ready to play that first game, like Kevin Falk, Booger McFarlane, right?
Right.
I came in, I was soaking wet, 175 pounds.
Yeah.
Number eight, ninth on the depth chart.
Yeah.
I knew they wasn't going to play me.
Right.
So I was okay with learning, sitting on the sideline and learning and playing scout team and getting better and better. And because our defense was a great defense back then. I mean, we had some ballers on that defense up front, our front seven, and on the back end of it too. So I got to play against those guys every day in practice up until the seventh game of the season of my true freshman year. And then coach threw me out there, and that was it ever since that. So maybe in my mind I thought I wasn't ready, but ultimately if you get the opportunity to practice and to understand the game and understand what they're trying to do, then you can play.
What was it like for you whenever you guys had a big win? Well, I get, Florida, Miami, Ohio game obviously having a big win and then coming back and then playing a non-conference game like that. What was that week like? Because everybody's patting you on the back. You're sky high. You're not really necessarily thinking about the opponent. You're kind of still back to what happened the weekend before.
The coaches try to do a good job of bringing you back to reality, right? Hey, this team may be a so quote-unquote inferior team, but they're going to whip your butt if you don't get out there and do what you're supposed to do. And, you know, the coaches do that all week long, and they try to make sure that they continue to drill that in our heads. Well, we're kids. We're 18, 19, 20 years old. So we think that we're on top of the world. So, you know, you go out and you practice hard, you practice well, all of that kind of stuff. You get in the game, and I remember it like yesterday. We got in the game. We played Houston. We were down 28-0 at half, I think.
Yeah.
And so we had to come back and storm back in the second half and score 35 to win the game. But ultimately, what you do is you have to throw last week away.
Yeah.
The moment you start practicing for this week, throw last week away because nothing that happened last week matters. But it's difficult, though, as an 18, 19, 20-year-old kid.
Yeah, I would imagine it is because there was so much that went into that game. Went into the Texas game, while the whole year you're preparing for that season opener against Georgia Southern, but in reality.
You're preparing for Texas.
You're preparing because you know if you win that game, it has done what we've seen. It has vaulted LSU now in the national championship conversation. Mm-hmm. It's put Joe Heisman in the Heisman candidate conversation.
Yep.
It has set them up now to where even if they lose a game in the SEC, even if it's Alabama, they are still in college football playoff contention.
Yep. They just got to win out with the exception of that one game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a great thing. And that's because you prepared yourself and you've gotten through the biggest, the toughest test thus far up to this situation, which has been the Texas Longhorns. Now, you can lose all of that by going out tonight and stinking it up.
Yeah.
Or going out next week and stinking it up as well. But, you know, I don't see it happening. One of the things I told Christian a couple weeks ago before the Georgia Southern game was this team is locked and loaded.
Yeah.
You know, we've never really been into or been through a summer, going into the beginning of a year in August, and you really haven't heard any off-the-field problems.
No.
I mean, it was a couple of little small little tweaks here and there, but it wasn't like it was last year, the year before, where guys were just getting kicked off left and right. That tells me Coach O has a pulse, his finger on the pulse of this team. And not only Coach O, but the leaders in the locker room has a finger on the pulse of this team as well.
It really has been smooth sailing since they walked off the field in Glendale, Arizona.
Yep.
I mean, they wrapped up a good recruiting class. Spring football went well, avoided any major injuries.
Yep.
You alluded to last year. Preseason camp last year was a nightmare.
The
team
horrible.
They're having team meetings already, and they haven't even played a game.
Look, I thought this was the late 80s, early 90s Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Which none of those guys got in trouble, but they made it seem like they did.
Right, know? Right. The whole it's Justin McMillan, Joe Burrow coming on, and Justin McMillan that teared the team apart. They brought it back together, and
well, not just Justin, Luan Narcisse.
Yes,
as well. He got he left as well.
Right.
I mean, that just our quarterback room,
right,
dwindled in size.
And with the quarterback position, as you know, Herb, guys kind of gravitate because those guys are your natural leaders.
Yep.
And
yep.
It caused some issues, but it has really been a quiet. It was a very quiet August camp, and Joe Burrow said it before the game, before I think the season opener against Georgia Southern, that teams that just kind of go about their business, do what they do, turn out to have good seasons.
Yep. And I think one of the reasons why things haven't gone awry this season is because kind of what Mike D'Antonio was talking about, receivers to quarterbacks to receivers. It's everybody trusts Coach O.
Yeah.
And they trust what he's trying to do. And they're buying into his whole system and everything that he loves and wants about LSU. So that makes everybody else feel proud about what they're doing. So in order to be great, you just have to do great things behind the scenes.
Let's take one more break, and then we'll be wrapping things up, and we'll turn it over to the LSU Sports Radio Network coming up at 4:30 as Chris Blair, Doug Morrow, Gordy Rush will have your call tonight here on WWL. LSU and Northwestern State. Tigers at Vanderbilt next week at 11 a.m., but the focus tonight on the Demons. We'll wrap up our broadcast of the WWL Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show when we come back from LSU's campus. Jeff Palermo along with Herb Tyler will be back after this. One last segment here from the LSU Administration Building on LSU's campus. This is the WWL Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. Jeff Palermo along with former LSU quarterback Herb Tyler will be turning it over to the LSU Sports Radio Network here in a few minutes. One thing we haven't talked about here, Cade York and the performance that he had against Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Could have easily been the Player of the Week.
Yeah. Big three field goals for LSU.
Yeah. Huge, man. Reminds me of my day back when I was in high school. Not at all. I can't remember making one field goal, but I did try. But anyway, no, this kid came in with ice in his veins, and he didn't care about the crowd, the heat, the players, nothing, the distance, anything. He just went and did his thing. And you know what's so gratifying about that? It's because as a player, and you know, you're as a quarterback, running back, receiver, punt, you know, defensive back, anything like that, you're practicing, and you're watching these guys on the other field, the far field. All they're doing is kicking all day long. And the thing you think about is, man, they got an easy job.
Right.
Until you got to go out there and try to kick a 42-yarder, and, you know,
right.
Well, and you got to make it.
You go back to the 2017 season, and it was tough. LSU did not have a reliable field goal kicker. And to me, a mark of a really good coach, and this is what when I cover Nick Saban here, back in when Saban was here.
Right.
What I always enjoyed about him is he never made the same mistake twice. And remember in 2017, LSU didn't have a special teams coordinator, and they were just going to kind of all coaches were going to join in. After that debacle of a year on special teams, because it wasn't just a field goal kicker, there were all kinds of breakdowns. Greg McMahon was already in the building as an analyst, made him the special teams coordinator. They went out and they got good kickers, and it's just that's what you're supposed to do. Not every coach is going to be perfect, but don't make the same mistake twice.
It makes a difference when you can make a field goal and get 3 points.
Yeah, especially in a game like that.
Especially in a game like that when you got a lot of scoring going on both sides. So, I mean, you just never know what the game is going to come down to. So if you can make field goals, kind of like the Saints game the other night, you know, he missed the first one.
Right.
But he came back and made the second one. Had he made the first one, there would have been no need for the second one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just those little nuances in the game that really matters. And Cade York, man, just wonderful, phenomenal job. I just, you know, I could – when he made the second one, I said, man, we got a kicker here.
Yes. And it's been impressive to watch so far what he's been able to do. And, we just look forward to seeing how much more that he's able to do as far as putting it through the uprights.
Yep.
Been impressed with LSU's linebackers this season, too. I think that's been so I know, again, last week they gave up some yards, but it just seems like even without Devin White, there was such a question mark this season. How are they going to replace Devin White? Well, I think they're kind of doing it as a group effort.
Right. Damone Clark is doing a great job. He filled in for Divinity, I think, last week.
2 weeks
and,
ago.
2 weeks ago. And, and Divinity has come back, and he's doing
big
what he does.
Last week against
he
Texas.
Always plays well. The more and more he gets time in, he plays well. Just the whole linebacking core as a whole, think about it, man. These guys were really big-time recruits that we ended up getting and stealing from a couple of places that really didn't want them in those areas of where they were. But but a guy like Damone Clark is different, though. You know, he's from Southern Lab, and a lot of people didn't really know who he was.
Right.
And Coach O went down there and snatched him up, picked him up, put him out here, and here you go. He's going to have a phenomenal career. You know, one of the things about the linebacking core here is they're leaders of this team, and that's what these guys, to me, show. They show poise, they show leadership, and they're really, really athletic, and they can get from side to side or north to south as fast as anybody.
I know you'll be keeping an eye on the safeties. We opened up the show.
Yeah,
that was one of your concerns in the Texas game. You thought a lot of bad technique, some mental mistakes.
Missed tackles, too.
Yes.
And that's what Mike said. Mike DiTullio himself said it. He said, man, that's the biggest problem was the missed tackles a few times. So I don't think that the defense is doing a bad job. It's just that, you know, you tighten up and you those little smaller quirks, you know, technique, mental lapses, technique as far as making tackles. And then you eliminate the garbage touchdowns.
Yeah.
Or the touchdowns that shouldn't be, shall I say.
And Northwestern State is going to throw the football. How they will do it. Their leading rusher is actually their quarterback. So they don't have a big bruiser there or some little scat back that might scare you a little bit. So they're going to throw the football, and LSU will get to practice that a little bit more here.
Here's what I say. Pin the ears back, go back and get them and play man-to-man behind those boys and see what happens.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're looking for. And LSU offensively can name and score here in this game.
Sure.
And even if they go to the backups all the second half and LSU only wins 42-3.
Right.
I don't think that's going to have any kind of impact or whatnot shouldn't. As far as how this team is thought of nationally. It's just, hey, that's what you do in a game like this, right? You get your starters out there. You want to see them click and get off the field without any major injuries.
Alabama does it all the time. They win 45-3 against these kind of teams. And Tua doesn't play the full quarter at all. So
yeah, I mean, look how many times he didn't play the fourth quarter last
last year.
Year
and started this year, too.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah. So it doesn't really matter. Well, no. hey, this was fun, Herb. I was glad that I could fill in for Christian. Looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a great year. This should be a fun game here tonight. You only get, what are they, 7, 8 of these opportunities to watch LSU?
Seven.
Tiger Stadium, so you take advantage of them when you can.
Should
be a fun game tonight, and then look forward to an 11 a.m. kickoff against Vanderbilt.
Absolutely, man. It's a pleasure working with you, Jeff.
Yes.
I miss my dog, K-Dog, but I got my new dog, JP-Dog, in the house, okay?
All right, Christian, I will be back with Herb next week when they get you ready for the game against Vanderbilt. Want to thank everyone involved in the broadcast, our on-site engineer, Butch Landry, Dave Potter, our board operator back at the mothership, Casey Wainwright. Also, special thanks to Vice President of Programming and Executive Producer, Diane Newman. For Herb Tyler, I'm Jeff Palermo. This has been the WWL Gulf Coast Bank & Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. Stay tuned for more LSU coverage as the LSU Sports Radio Network gets you ready for tonight's kickoff between the fourth-ranked Fighting Tigers and Northwestern State. Have a great day, everyone.
Go Tigers!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.